Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today for another episode of The Best Hour. This is your host, Brother T, joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A.
Good morning.
Good morning. So glad to be back with you guys. We're going to take on another lesson here today, another lesson in review. Today's lesson 114, and it's a review of lesson 97 and 98, and we are in the Black Pearl Book, the JCIM or CIMS edition of A Course in Miracles. Before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath.
For morning and evening review from lesson 97, I am spirit. I am spirit. I am the Son of God. No body can contain my spirit nor impose on me a limitation God created not.
I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. What can my function be but to accept the word of God who has created me for what I am and will forever be?
On the hour, contemplate, I am spirit.
On the half hour, contemplate and consider, I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a moment of silence. Nobody can contain me. No, that's in my spirit, right? But I am my spirit, so nobody can contain my spirit.
I had to open my eyes. I'm like, who is that?
Who is that? Yeah, nobody can contain what we are. Mm. We're not body.
We are. Nor spirit. Impose a limitation.
No limitation. We used to do and... probably still can do when spirit calls to a class called Infinite, Journey to Infinite Self. Mm-hmm. And we go through all these different aspects of selves, right? And we would have the controller and the skeptic and, all that. We had quite a nice list because there are lots of them. And yesterday we talked about the one self, capital O, mm-hmm. capital S self, which is so appropriate. But the one of the aspects that we talked about, and would drop into being as that self towards the end of that workshop was the infinite self, which, of course, is the one self. Mm. And nobody can contain it. It's limitless. And the students would always talk about their experience of limitlessness they would have as they would let their mind expand into that idea. And be in the experience of limitlessness. And it was just such a great crescendo to that class, that work. It's a workshop, but it was just a great way to finish that workshop. Mm. Because everybody, we would just, walk out of there with a big smile on our face because we would realize ourselves in a new way. Most people did. And I think most people also realized how meditation can be so important in their journey of self-awareness and being in touch with that self. Because once you're in touch with it, you can go back to it, As Buddha said, I'm the dreamer of the dream. He had gotten the full-on realization of his participation in being the dreamer of the dream. And then so he could stay in a sustainable elevated self of form, knowing that he was the dreamer of the dream. He was enlightened. At that point, he was, as they say, enlightened. And in light, we've been studying and knowing now through the workbook lessons, that light is understanding, and light and joy and peace go together. And, so understanding brings joy and peace. And this thing is so circuitous and brings us back again and again and again to joy and peace. And yesterday, you know, the mind of peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so peace being the operative experience of the infinite self, the one self. All of these terms run together because they all take us to the same place, the same upper room connection with higher self. And then we become that self as we allow ourselves to do that. I think it's almost like as we can wrestle the ego down to allow ourselves to do that, you know, just keep moving it back, giving it no, never mind, keeping the main thing, the main thing. And that is to just when those egoic thoughts of fear and all the attributes that come with that self, just, you know, say, you know what, I'm the only thing, one and all cannot defend, is that they're ignored. Mm-hmm. And I see that playing out in relationships too. So, you know, if people are wanting to battle, you know, the best defense is no defense. In other words, really, to just ignore the battle.
Well, and truth needs no defense.
That's right.
And requires no defense.
And then in the Course in Miracles, we'll be talking about, you know, my strength lies in my defenselessness. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. There's so much richness and so many ways to say the same thing. There's only one problem, mm-hmm. you know, that we're having a dream of separation.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the last three statements for sure, which are, you know, I am one self united with my creator. Well, that along with I am spirit, I am spirit is, you know, we are embracing our divine identity.
Mm-hmm.
In those two statements, and then the alternative statement, salvation comes from my one self. And then for today, the second one, I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. It is the idea that we must recognize, embody, and embrace our divine identity. That is the pathway to salvation, because it is through that divine identity that salvation, which is, what is salvation? Salvation is the awakening and the realization that we're already at home in the heart and mind of God, and that it is assured.
Mm.
It is already done. It is already accomplished. We're just remembering it. We're waking from the dream and the residue and the ways in which the dream makes our recollection foggy begins to become clear. And we see who we are. And that's one of the reasons I love, you know, that is what true thought is about. It is about discovering your true self. It's about discovering your true identity. And, you know, so I love the, you know, because in the Way of Mastery, which is also a Jesus channeling, the first axiom is I am spirit. I am unlimited and free.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing occurs in my experience except that which I call forth. No body can contain me, nor impose any limitation upon me. I'm the dreamer of the dream. I'm the one who's calling everything forth. And there's so much power, I think, in realizing our divine identity here.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's to accept our God self. You know,
yes.
Accepting God is really, you know, the point of it all, is to accept our relation with God, how we're created as God, you know, as an extension of God. To accept God, therefore, would be to accept the love of God, and that's, you know, comes from that teaching as well, you know, accept, you know,
yes.
the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
And in this lesson, we're saying, you know, you have to accept God. And Jesus, in A Course of Love, is saying, you know, one of his teachings there is, you know, you have to accept me.
Yeah.
Right? You have to accept that there is a way home, you know, and then you have to accept yourself. mm-hmm. right? And then yesterday, the one self. Mm-hmm. So I am spirit, the one self. It all runs together so beautifully and ties together and melds together.
Yeah. I love that no body can contain me, can contain my spirit, nor impose on me a limitation God created not. And so what I've been contemplating with that is, you know, nobody, hey, you can't impose limitation or contain. The physical body can't contain my spirit nor impose a limitation. But I also want to expand it to the idols that we have placed before God, that we have somehow thought would be our salvation in the dream, right? Mm-hmm. Those are kind of bodies of appearances or emotional bodies or conditional bodies. Those cannot contain our spirit either. And it is really saying, nor any limitation on what God did not create. And so God did not create sickness. God did not create disease. God did not create separation. God did not create body. God did not create death, you know. So all of the, so there's sin, sickness, oh, sin. God didn't create sin. Right? Guarantees our sinlessness. And so those bodies, those idols, those things that we have played with in this dream, that in the caricature of the dream have become like big and scary, are nothing and no thing. And they can't contain our spirit. Right. They cannot impose a limitation upon the Son of God, which is what we are.
Exactly.
So it's really exciting.
It is exciting. And so we can't imagine a body containing God.
Mm-hmm.
If we think of God, the infinite limitlessness of God, mm-hmm. could a body contain God? And I can't imagine that. I can't put that together. I can't see God in a human body sitting on a cloud somewhere. You know, God is infinite energy of love and mind, infinite mind.
And yet seen rightly, or seen with the eyes of Holy Spirit, God is everybody.
Yes, everybody.
And everything.
Right. And so the ego wants us to look at specific things, you know, as you say, sin, sickness, death, body, relationships and personalities and specialness and all those things. But ultimately, and we can see that all of those things do and are idols to the egoic mind. Mm-hmm. It's completely, we're distracted by those. But I'd like to, when you were talking about that, I was saying, you know, we could literally generalize all of that, right? Like the journey to infinite self, we take all the aspects of that self, the mm-hmm. ego mind, and generalize it all and see it all as one thing, one body, and mm-hmm. say, the dream is what I'm idolizing, right? It's the entire thing is what I'm hooked on. And so if I can continue to do this work and be able to segment out, oh, no, that's, I'm in an illusory state of mind when I'm going down this rabbit hole, you know, going down this trail.
What is the dream other than our story?
Yeah.
Our story of judgment, our story of separation.
And of all of us as mm-hmm. a body in mm-hmm. a dream. And mm-hmm. you know, and yeah.
Yeah, and we're attached to it. We're attached to our story, we're attached to our judgments.
Yeah.
And so our salvation, we can, so the second part of this lesson is I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. What can my function be but to accept the word of God? What could my function be but to accept that I am the word of God, that I am the one self, that I am spirit? So what can my function be but to accept, you talked about this already, accept the word of God who has created me for what I am and will forever be. We are each the word of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beyond this, I mean, the dream is a no thing. It's right. A nobody. It's a nothing.
Yeah. And if I'm an extension of God as spirit, the one self, I can't be contained into a body.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the illusory nature of this, the idol land here.
So we practice these lessons as a demonstration, I believe, of our acceptance. And so the word accept has come up, you know, a couple times now. It's embedded in this particular italicized portion of this lesson. And so, you know, back to I am spirit, I am Christ, I am unlimited and free. I'm in perfect safety. I release all tension. I dissolve into the perfect peace of God. I accept the love of God. Mm-hmm. I accept I am spirit. I accept
my one self.
My one self. I accept my one self. I accept my part in God's plan for salvation. And just feel that.
So each time today that we can come back to this energy, you know, it's like we were talking the other day, it's like tuning a guitar, you know, bringing ourselves into attunement, into alignment with the frequency and vibration of love. It's very powerful.
Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing. It was fun.
Good stuff. Yes, it is fun. Very joyful. I am spirit. I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. And so it is. We love you, Mighty Companion. Thank you for hanging out with us. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send